Hello, West Liberty. This is Jacob, and you are listening to WGLZ 91.5 FM, where we are college radio and we are passionately vocal. You're listening to Academic Affairs, the third part of the Passionately Vocal series presented by the DMD 204 Audio for Media students. Today, I am joined by Kate Billings, the head director of student activities, as well as the Title IX coordinator for the West Liberty University community. Kate has been responsible for a multitude of things on the campus, including the recent homecoming events that occurred just this past week. Kate, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. So, you know, as per every interview,
okay.
We like to start with a little icebreaker.
Nice.
So, you know, I think that being on the campus, sports is a very big thing for at least for a lot of us.
Yep.
So, do you have a favorite sports team?
I do. I love some hockey. So my favorite team is the New York Rangers. So I'm in Penguins and like Blue Jackets territory out here. But love me the New York Rangers. Grew up a Ranger fan. Saw a Ranger fan in the Bears Den this afternoon. So shouted out her and said, hey, we're 5-0.
There you go. Yeah. I mean, you know, our family is pretty local too. We like ourselves some Pittsburgh, you know, Pittsburgh people, the Penguins, Pirates, stuff like that. So, you know, for a lot of students here on the campus, we know our professors and we don't really know much else. So we like to dedicate the first half to talking about, you know, like what you do.
Okay.
Specifically, you know, I was looking at the notes before we started and I did not know what a Title IX coordinator was. So what exactly is that?
So a Title IX coordinator is someone designated at a university to make sure that we are in compliance with Title IX regulations as set by our government. So Title IX is not a West Lib thing. It's not a college thing. It is a federal policy. And every college and actually K through 12 school have to abide by it. So I'm here designated as the person to go to make sure that we are staying in compliance with that federal policy, helping students, faculty, and staff if they find themselves in a situation where maybe they've experienced some type of sexual discrimination or sexual harassment. I'm their person to go to help get resources and also potentially protect them from anything that may be harmful or stopping them from attending like a class. So Title IX started with sports to make sure that there was equal access on a sports field, but essentially the position makes sure there's equal access on the sports field, in the classroom, in your residence hall, anything that's funded by the community. So yeah.
Okay. So how exactly did you end up coming to West Liberty? Because I remember before like looking into some of the stuff, you said that you were from the Pennsylvania area?
So, yeah, I currently live in south of Pittsburgh, but I'm actually from New York originally.
Okay.
And I migrated out this way because of work. I actually used to work in sports. So I worked for a baseball team in Connecticut and then worked for the Washington Wild Things in Washington, PA. And I was looking to make a transition. And I had interned during my college career in athletics. So I was starting to look at colleges. And my boyfriend actually brought me up here to like just, he's like, oh, hey, this is where Brad Paisley like went to school for a year. And I was like, oh, wow, this place is in the middle of nowhere. And I wanted to stay in the area. So I started applying and I got an interview here and they let me in. I was a non-West Lib person. This place is very much has a lot of alumni, which is fantastic. But I felt very special in, you know, being chosen for the position at the time and bringing a new perspective to the position of, I was hired as the campus activities coordinator and I've moved my way up and we've added Title IX throughout that. So it's been great. I just sort of wanted to stay in the area and that's what led me here.
Well, I mean, you know, I'm glad to hear that, honestly. So like, I know you do a lot of work, especially here on campus, but like how busy is it on a typical daily basis?
I'm very much a Google Calendar person, so if it's not in my Google Calendar, I will probably miss it. Especially fall semester, I keep saying, as soon as we get through Topperfest, as soon as we get past recruitment, as soon as we get past homecoming, it's going to slow down. But, like, to sort of give you an idea, after, like, normally I don't get lunch until after 2 p.m., just because, like, between students walking in, preset meetings, just needing to get stuff done to make sure events happen, whether it's doing purchase orders, reconciling stuff, meeting with clubs to make sure that their event goes well that night. It does get pretty busy. And you have to be available 24/7 in a sense. So even when I leave campus, I have some great employees student workers and graduate assistants that, you know, I can work 8 to 4, 8 to 5, and then go home. So they help pick up the slack, but I still have to be available by phone call if the lights don't turn on at the football field or something's locked up. So, but even tonight, I'm here today, and then I'm staying to stay for some club meetings tonight, and then I'll head home, probably get home around 9 or 10, and then turn back around and do it at 8 the next day. So it's busy, but it's fun. And you try and balance it out. You know, this Friday is fall holiday. Hopefully I take off and get some of those hours back.
So, and you mentioned about like how you schedule for, you know, events and stuff with the clubs and all that.
Yeah.
So like, how difficult is that to actually get, like, you know, if they send a request to do something, how difficult is it for you to tell them like, yes, they can do that, or no, they cannot do that?
It's normally fairly straightforward as long as they fill out the appropriate paperwork. I would say 95% of the time it's going to be a yes without any jumping through any hurdles. If we feel like it's going to be over a certain amount of people attending, we may get with campus police. If we feel like it's maybe more of an edgy topic, do we want campus police to be there to make sure that if people choose to, like, not petition, but protest, which we love when students use their right, their voice and stuff like that. So do we feel like we need to have myself or other administrators there just to make sure everybody is abiding by the student code of conduct and has access? So most of the time it's fairly simple, and we'll reach out and make sure that, do they need flyers? Do they need help getting some tables or additional resources? But I think that also goes back to the fact that our office and our events are scheduled way ahead of time. So we do our scheduling in May for the fall. For spring semester, we'll do it during finals week. So because our calendar is set, we then can help other departments and clubs and orgs set up their events to be successful. So that, one, we're all not competing against each other. But then because all my stuff is set way ahead of time, I can now focus on helping the student clubs or individuals or departments have their stuff go well. So,
okay. So one last question before we go on break for a minute. So in your time working here at West Liberty, I know you scheduled a lot of events. So do you have like a personal favorite that really sticks out to you, like that comes by yearly or?
One of my favorites is Winterfest. And I think that's because that was the first thing, a new tradition that I created when I first got here working with housing, to be like, oh, there's no holiday party. Like, how do we end the year with like a fun event? So, you know, having like caroling and a tree lighting and the president speaking, and then a ton of fun crafts and sugary treats, and then ending it with bingo and having, it's just always been like super fun, and it's grown. I'm hoping at some point to add back in ice skating. We did it the first year. Budgets have been a little tight, so we haven't been able to add that back in. But that's always a great one to like just wrap up the fall semester really high, and everybody's normally really happy to win some prizes at bingo. But that's probably my favorite because of everybody's view of it and the fact that we created it. Like, it was a new tradition that I got to do when I first got here. So
okay. Yeah, I'm definitely excited now because this is my first, you know, full year here. Mm-hmm. So I never got to see any of that. Mm-hmm. So I'm definitely excited.
December
to see
4th.
That.
Save the date.
Okay. So when we come back, me and Kate Billings will continue our discussion as we turn towards the more fun side of academic life. I'm Jacob, and you are listening to WGLZ 91.5 FM, where we are college radio and we are passionately vocal.
Up, down, left, right, BA, start.
Radio doesn't have to be a cheat code. Simply dial 91.5 FM in the real world for your WGLZ College Radio from the hilltop of West Liberty. Stay connected right here on WGLZ, where we are passionately vocal before you get a game over. Hello and welcome back to WGLZ 91.5 FM, where we are College Radio and we are passionately vocal. I'm back here again with Kate Billings, the Director of Student Activities and Title IX Coordinator here at West Liberty. In our last segment, me and Kate discussed some of the work that she does here on campus, and we discussed some of her favorite parts of her job. So, Kate, you know, we like to talk about, like, you know, we talk about, you know, a lot of academic stuff with our higher-ups here, the students too, you know, professors or whoever else. But, you know, it's always fun to talk about things that aren't necessarily on the campus. So, you know, Aside from West Liberty, what are some of your favorite places to visit?
So one thing that me and my boyfriend love to do is just go to different football and baseball programs and events. So like we were just at Oklahoma State a couple weeks ago for a football game. Normally in the spring, we'll do a bunch of minor league baseball ballparks just to like visit and just enjoy like a day outside. So every spring we try and be like, okay, where have we not gone yet that's within drivable distance? And then if there's somewhere that we really want to go that's maybe like a longer weekend trip, like going down to like Asheville in North Carolina or something like that, we'll try and like plan around that too. So we love going and visiting all the ballparks.
So, you know, while you know, go out and visit these places, mm-hmm. do you like to take detours and, you know, maybe see like if there's a place or an event going on in that area?
Mm-hmm. Normally we'll try and find and see if there's like a national park or something. So we can go spend like part of the day doing that and actually like seeing the United States, like in everything. So that we can, because every place is different. I'm from New York, and then I moved out here to PA/West Virginia, which looks so different compared to like Texas, and just making sure we get to see the entire United States. So normally it is more of like a hiking or a trail type deal, but I love like the small towns too that have like the small storefronts that are family-owned businesses. So definitely love that whole like Gilmore Girls like small town vibe.
So like if there was one place like on this, you know, in this, on this planet, like that you would want to go to, where would that be and why would you want to go there?
It would probably be Rome, like the Vatican. Mm-hmm. So like I've been to Europe once, at like Paris and everything like that, but in college, besides, so I studied business, but I also had a minor in art history. Mm-hmm. And I loved the classes that I was taking on like Baroque architecture and art and everything like that. So I'd love to go to Rome to see all of those buildings, and the Vatican and all of like the art pieces of it. That would just be really exciting. I've never gotten to do that. So hopefully at some point soon, I'll be able to plan that.
So, I keep talking about outside of the campus, and mm-hmm. sometimes it gets a little funky doing yeah. that. But, you know, one of the things I like to do whenever I go out and, you know, go places is eat food.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
Specifically, like, go out and get something that you can't get from, like, a store mm-hmm. or, like, you can make at home.
Yeah.
Do you have any, like, specific dishes that you like to eat while you're out?
Well, depending on where we go, I'll try and, like, fit something that is in that area. So I am from New York, and almost every time I go home, like, my dad and I will go into the Bronx because we're not far from the city, and go to this local Italian place because, like, you cannot get like food like that. It's like, for when I go to New York, it's Italian food and then Chinese food. Going to Chinatown and getting like some good lo mein or chicken and broccoli, it's, we all like fast food Chinese, but there's nothing like actually going to Chinatown and enjoying that. So I think just finding regional stuff where we visit is what we try and do, but love me some Chinese food.
So one last question before we wrap things up. So you said you traveled, you know, you want to go across the entire country.
Mm-hmm.
So during your travels, did you have like a favorite traveling memory that you always look back on like fondly?
So growing up, my family used to always go to Vermont as part of like our summer vacation. So we would actually go up New York and then take the ferry from New York to Vermont instead of like going lower and just driving through. So that was always a great like summer family memory of like me, my brothers, my parents getting on the ferry, being outside, enjoying that wind and like going across Lake Champlain. And we had family essentially that owned a farm up there. So it was great to like come across Lake Champlain and like be able to point out like, oh, that's their farm, that's where we're going. And it was just very nice. It was very different compared to how we grew up. So, like, versus, like, a very, like, suburban area, we went to this very rural, like, had cows on a farm, which is very not my vibe. But it's just something that I really remember and loved having as a child. So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'll say it. I've never left the Tri-State area. So,
yeah.
you definitely have a lot more experience than I do. And hopefully one day I'll get to go out too and, you know, maybe see the world for what it is.
Absolutely.
But, you know, with that, I would like to once again thank you, Kate, for taking the time out of your busy schedule to come down and, you know, talk. You know, I think it's really helpful for our audience to understand who some of our higher ups here at West Liberty are that we're working with.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me today.
No problem. But with that, let's get back to the music right here on WGLZ 91.5 FM, where we are college radio and we are passionately vocal.